Welcome to the Black Sun podcast series, where you get a different pair of Black Sun experts exploring a topic that's at the top of their minds.
Today it's me, Karen Lai, Director of Stakeholder Engagement in Singapore, and
Tony McKee, Director of Stakeholder Engagement in London. And today we're exploring the value of creating a connection with your audience as a fundamental first step of engagement and how humor and humility are two of the best tools for creating that connection.
Most definitely, fostering a relatable and genuine connection with your target audience or stakeholders is key. And humor and humility are just one of the best ways to achieve that. So, Tony, what is your connection to this topic?
I thought this was a funny topic because I'm a bit of a comedy nerd and I'm a bit of a comms nerd. And I'm kind of obsessed with that question, you know, about audience connection, first of all, because I feel like it's, like we said, just so fundamental. What about you?
Yeah, we have that in common, Tony. I'm a comedy nerd too. I watch a lot of comedy from stand-up to sitcoms, any kind of comedy programs, you know. And it doesn't matter where the comedy program is from. It could be from the US, it could be from the UK, even, you know, from this part of the world in Asia. Because after all, laughter is the best medicine, isn't it? And after the end of a hard day, you just want to unwind and enjoy yourself and relax.
So why do you think that humor is such a good tool for creating that connection? Why do you think it works so well?
The relatability. Like I said, it doesn't matter what country you're from, what language you speak, if you can relate to the content. Humor helps to break the ice. And when you laugh, you know, it creates a positive and memorable experience. So this brings me to the next point of emotional bond. Because when you share laughter, especially if you share it as a group, you create a very strong emotional bond amongst the people that you share the laughter with. That's the connection that you get from sharing humor. And similarly, in campaigns and content, if there is humor in it, then it helps to grab the audience's attention. So these are all the positive aspects of humor. And we also speak about humility in this podcast, Tony. So maybe you can expound a little bit on that.
Humility is a really good approach to take in corporate comms as well, mostly because almost like humor, it's just a way to make the brand and the comms more relatable. I mean, when you're able to admit that you're not perfect, even as a company, it's a lot easier to trust the messages that you're bringing to the market, but also, again, to relate, build that loyalty, you build that bond. So if you're a company and you want to take our advice and introduce a little bit of humor into your communications, what do you think is the way to approach that? Obviously, you're not going to tell your copywriters, okay, everybody start planting jokes into your newsfeed or your blog stories or your social posts. So what is the best advice you think if you're a corporate communicator and you want to bring a bit of humor and humility into your work?
I think it should be done very delicately. We, like you said, you can't just go out there and be a standout comedian overnight, right? From a corporate perspective. A lot depends also on the corporate's tone of voice, the company's tone of voice, what they are, what they stand for, what kind of business they're in. So everything needs to be looked into quite carefully. But I guess what we're trying to say here is communicating with humor and humility is something that is beneficial because the messages stick a lot better than if you are just going out there and just regurgitating your corporate messages that may be quite staid or boring. Having said that, I also think humor is received differently in different countries and different cultures because of the kind of upbringing that they've had. So again, with humor, what may be funny in one country may also be insensitive in another country. So we have to be aware of the nuances. We have to be culturally sensitive to the information that is shared and be aware of how certain words are being used in certain countries. Because while, yes, humor, especially nonverbal humor, can be easily understood across languages and countries, but certain things said, even done, can be perceived differently in different countries. So that is something to take note of as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even in the written word, I mean, I spent a lot of my career as an expat American working in the Danish market because I'm based in Copenhagen. And it was funny how a lot of the metaphors or plays on words that one would use in English language were difficult to translate in terms of any country that you might be doing communications for. So you'd have to always sort of, you know, you'd want to bring in some color and some humor into your communications, but then you found that you might have to rethink it because it just doesn't land in the same way in the market that you might be writing for. So, Karen, your focus is in campaign strategy and activation. So what role does audience connection play in that work?
Audience connection is so important when we're doing campaign strategy and activation because we are reaching out to key stakeholders on behalf of our clients, and we have to make sure that whatever we say sticks with the key stakeholders, right? So it's essential, and building a strong connection with the target audience and with key stakeholders is just critical to the success of any campaign. If we don't understand or we don't have a strong understanding of the target audience or key stakeholders, it's just impossible to create effective messaging that resonates with the right stakeholders. So what we need to do is to know the audience. We need to be authentic, like I mentioned earlier. The stories that we tell, the messages that we weave, you know, the storytelling, all these needs to be done in a beautiful manner, and it has to be a compelling narrative. It should have an emotional appeal as well, so that we can connect with our key target audience on an emotional level. Other things would also be to follow up and have that interactivity with the key audience. And this can be done through communicating and responding to them when we are talking about social media. It's an excellent way to communicate and interact with the target audience. And of course, a reminder that everyone needs to be transparent. Everybody wants to know that the people that they are engaging with or the companies that they are engaging with or involved in are authentic and genuine. And the best way to do it, hopefully through humor and definitely with humility.
I suppose that's where sentiment analysis becomes really important. You know, back to focusing on the humor and humility, if you're a little bit unsure of how your tone is landing, I think measuring the sentiment of your social post, for example, is a good way to get a feel for how successful you're being. And you can always, like you said, go back if you notice that the tone isn't quite reaching or landing in the way that you wanted it to. You can always go back and tweak it and experiment, do some testing to see to what level you want to infuse humor into your communications.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been a really fascinating conversation, Karen. It's always fun to talk about humor with you. And like we sort of said, I guess the recommendation from us is to try to infuse a little bit of humor and humility into your corporate communications if you're not doing that already. And if you choose to do that, tread carefully, especially if you're a multinational operation with audiences throughout the world who might have different takes on humor.
Don't forget, you have to know your audience. You have to be authentic. You have to have good storytelling, emotional appeal. And don't forget to be transparent and interactive as well.
Thanks for listening to the Black Sun podcast. If you have any questions or comments on anything you've heard, please do get in touch with us at Black Sun.